Hello and welcome to this episode of the Worship Band Builder podcast, where we are working with you to lay the foundation for skillful worship. I'm Eric Roberts. I'm joined by my co-host and lovely friend, Emily Roberts.
Hello, everyone.
And today is podcast episode number, I think around 40.
I don't know. I've lost count.
She doesn't know. Around 40. And we just hit 500 downloads this last week.
Yay.
They sent us that thing. I think that's just 500 downloads. It's really hard for me to understand what they're talking about, you know, because we're on every platform. Our stats have just been going, look at that. They're just been going crazy.
Ooh. I don't know if anybody else can see that, but it's a big hill on
no,
the graph.
They it can't see cool. that. No, unless I guess they could see it if I, you know, it doesn't really matter. I mean, I guess if I go like this, they can see 166 downloads in the last 90 days.
Ooh.
And then all time, I think we hit over 500 downloads since published. But look at our curve. I mean, it's going straight up like a giant mountain. Imagine if you're running up that hill. That is sort of what it feels
already.
Like. Yeah.
Oh, man.
It does sort of feel like that. It feels very tiresome. But
not doing the podcast. Doing the podcast is fun.
Yeah. I think it's everything else we're doing. We are nearly 600 YouTube videos. We are publishing sometimes up to 4 live videos a day now on our YouTube channel at Worship Band Builder. And we are getting all great. It's great. We're getting new products. Today we got from Singular Sound in the mail, we got a new Beat Buddy pedal, which it's going to be awesome.
Oh, that's exciting.
I'm so excited. I can't even figure out what to do.
Are you going to sing the Pointer Sister song?
No. Can you do it?
No.
I can't even, I'm so excited. I can't. Yeah. Can you do an I'm so excited song?
I'm so excited. That's all I got.
All right. All right, I thought that's the song you were going for. With the new gear, the new reviews, and then at the church at Spring Hill, what a phenomenal week. I mean, you didn't hear the live stream mix that Tyler put down, but he really did some good stuff. I mean, I listened to it in the studio. It's so good. And so we got a new.
I thought that it didn't get recorded.
It only got partially recorded, but he recorded snippets of the rehearsal. So when I pulled up Logic, I could hear what he was doing. So
okay.
Yeah,
we
do have part of it got recorded, part of it didn't. Because, you know, we're a church that live streams now, and everything's not perfect.
No.
The mix this week, though, what we got with Tyler going, Tyler's one of our new guys, kind of producer guy. I was like, I don't know. I think we're there, you know? And that's really rare for me to say. Like, I already had the template really, really good. And then Tyler did some just little minor things, but they were very specifically good things. Like the bass drum sounds super good. Like my guitar tones, I don't usually play. They were really good. And I was like, we're getting so close. But this week we have to reset a lot of stuff. So I'm just a little stressed about that. Anyway, so let's get on to this. Auditioning is the podcast episode today. And I have some big news for you at the end of the episode. Stick by, especially if you like making money. Stick around to the end. I'm going to share with you a little program that we
Ooh.
Have now. Yeah. Yeah. Sounds like something
so exciting.
Good is going to happen. All right. And there's so many exciting things happening. One thing that I am finding, though, as the new media director at our church there, is that all I think about is trying to find more people to do the stuff. I mean, you know, we just need more people. And with COVID and pandemic and everything, some people are dropping off because they're worried about that. And some people haven't come back. Some of our team is totally gone. But our tech needs have been completely bumped up. Like
That sounds like a bad combination.
It does. It is. It's feeling that way. But we're pushing through. Auditioning is one of the keys. And in Worship Leadership Foundations, we're talking about auditioning this session. Join me at worshiptheking.com for Worship Leadership Foundations. Because within that, I'm teaching you how to audition people. Now, I've heard people say they hate auditions. I've heard people say they will never do auditions. I've heard worship leaders say, I can't do it. I mean, the thing is auditioning is not a bad thing. And I have 4 simple things I'm going to go through today.
Well, nobody wants to be the bad guy.
No.
Nobody wants to say, hey, sorry, you're not
but
really
that's
good
it.
Enough.
Yeah, but everybody loves auditions, especially American Idol style, right?
Not if you're the one auditioning.
Okay. Well, that's when you get that.
And not if you're the guy that has to, you know, be the Simon Cowell and say, you're terrible.
Well, I would like that role. But anyway, maybe that's why I like
auditions.
Not
everybody likes that role.
All right. So there's 4 things. first of all, there are people out there that want to be on your team. So forget this whole idea about auditions being scary. Hang in with us for this episode. And if you really want to dig deeper, join me in Foundations, because there are people right now wanting to be on your team. That's the truth. You can study and find grow diagram. I have a diagram that shows sort of that, and that's in Foundations. I won't get into that. It's a simple process, and there are four parts. Here they are. I'm going to show them all, and then we're going to talk about them.
Okay.
Communicate.
Step number one.
Communicate. Step number two, enroll. Step number three is audition day. And then the last one is decide and tell.
That sounds pretty simple.
All right. So let's talk through it. First of all, the bad thing about not doing auditions, and I think that's probably you lose people, okay? I talked about this a lot last week. You lose people. You lose opportunity. You close the door. You cause yourself pain and suffering when your only drummer moves out of town, okay? Auditioning is your friend. That should be the title of this episode.
So when the first step is communicate, I'm just assuming that you mean you have to let your congregation know that there is a need, that there are openings on the worship team, and you would like to fill them.
Yeah. What do they have to do? Communicate that. What is required or expected? And leave the door wide open at first, okay? This is communication. Hey, people, we have a worship band. We are going to need some new drummers soon. Hey, people, we need some sound people. You know, this is communicating what they need to do to get on. Okay, so what do? Go in the back and fill out a paper, or go online and send an email to the worship pastor, or drop a comment in the comment section saying you would like to be on the worship team. This is the first thing. What are they communicating, what they should even do? Because you know they're sitting there going, oh, I'd really like to be on the worship team. I don't know.
So protocol needs to be in place. There needs to be a way that they can let you know they are interested, and that you can let them know what is expected of them.
Absolutely.
As an initiative.
Yeah.
As a onboarding worship team member. I am really struggling to get these words all put together, but
yes.
I think you know what I mean.
Exactly what she said, only smoother. They need to know what they're going to do, and then what's expected of them, what is required. Okay, so in Foundations, I created a core skill sheet. This is key because it tells you guitar players should know their open chords, their bar chords, their 37 major scales, and their bendings, their licks, whatever. You can put whatever you want, but you should have a core sheet for each thing. Sound guy should have 1 year of experience on sound, or be willing to go through a 12-week program of sound training, or what. This can be whatever you want. It could be as simple as sound guy must have all 10 fingers and not be a jerk.
Oh, well, you might be leaving a lot of people out here.
You gotta
I don't know.
I love to pick on sound guys. It's my favorite thing to pick on sound guys. I know they love me for it too. You have to put out whatever you expect up front. So if you say, if you don't have a core skill sheet and you can't get one together, you can always join in with my program, and you can have all my core skill sheets. You can look at our website, just, you know, go around, stalk on YouTube where I'm talking about it. Make it up. You know, you need to be able to play 10 worship songs or whatever. You need to know your scales. You need to be able to read, like, piano player. You should be able to play piano with chords, or you should be able to read notes. Whatever you need, because every church is a little different, but there are some core skills that every drummer, for example, if you're a drummer for the worship team at XYZ Church, you will have to play to a click track. I think that it's important that this comes up front in communication of what is expected, what is required. If they read that list and go, oh, okay. And at the bottom, be sure just to put, if you really have a heart to lead worship or to play on the team and you're not sure if you're here or if you don't know, we have training available. Okay, that's a key. All right, second of all, enroll. I have an enrollment form. You can make your own. It's really simple. Just entrance interview type enrollment form. What's your name? What's your address? All this stuff. What have you done before? What do you play? I mean, it can be as simple as just a basic form, or you can follow along the worship band builder forms, and you can just have them enroll. You know, you can be fancy and put on an online form. using jotform.com or something where they could just fill out an online form, whatever you want to do, but there has to be a way for them to enroll.
Okay. I'd like to go back to what you said about having training available for people who have a heart to worship but aren't quite there yet with the skill level. You can find local teachers around and send them to a private instructor. If you know the instrument that they are wanting to play, you could give them lessons yourself. But that is also one of the things that we offer on Worship the King. That's a big part of what we do is right. train musicians. So you could point them to our website and we can do that piece of it for you.
Exactly. And I wasn't going to mention this, but since you're in talking about that, we actually even have an audition track. So look into that because we have a sort of an idea, and it's an active idea that they can audition right through Worship the King. Like they could audition with me or Emily or one of the team members at Worship the King. And then I don't think you need to necessarily do that, but some worship leaders have said, hey, I just need somebody else to do this.
If you can't be the bad guy, if you don't have the heart to tell somebody your skill level is not quite there yet, you can let us do it because then it's impartial. You don't have to deal with their dirty looks every Sunday.
Yeah. Well,
not that they would do that. I'm just saying hypothetically, but we can tell them, hey, you've got this much farther to go until you've met the skill levels that your church expects, and they can keep training. They don't even have to talk to you about it until we tell them, yeah, you've got it. You're ready.
Yeah, because auditioning is the gateway into the training. And so when they audition with us in our program, we don't even tell you they passed or not passed until they've passed. We tell them, you're not ready. Here, take these lessons. You're not ready. Do this. And your church can set up the standard of here's where we need to be, and then they can go right through us. It's when they're ready. And here's the thing: if Susie auditioning is Deacon Bob's daughter, it gets really hard for you as worship leader, who also is in small group with Bob, to say to daughter Susie, you can't sing because you can't sing harmony. Now we won't say to Susie, you can't sing, that's terrible, or you know, we will say, you're almost there, we need you to go through these more lessons, we need you to deficiencies, because when you're auditioning for your worship band, it isn't like American Idol, you're in, you're out, whatever, it is a way for you to assess their skill level, so that's what we do on audition day. So they enroll, then audition day comes, and you can have individual, one-on-one. You can have video auditions where they send you, a lot of churches I've talked to, or say you send the video in and the worship leader watches it. And then if he thinks that you're in that level of skill, then he will schedule a one-on-one audition. So that's, you can do things like that. It's hard to know because it depends on what size your church is. If you're a church of 5,000, video auditions would be phenomenal, or using the worship band builder audition process would be great because you don't even have to tell people no, and you would just be filtered into people who could really do it. But anyway, audition day is there, and it can be one-on-one. My auditions, I called them entrance interviews, and they were very informal. I auditioned at a church I went to one time. It was like American Idol, and I was like, I thought it was funny. I was cracking up because I walked out. I didn't even know what they were talking. I walked out on stage, okay, and it was a big church. And I just come with my little backpacker guitar, and I was like, all right, here we go. Let's do this. And they were like, okay, and they shut the lights on me, plugged up all these microphones. They got all the four, like, executive pastors of the worship sitting out there way out in the sanctuary. They're like, plug your guitar in. And I'm like, what? Like, are you guys kidding? Like, I just thought I was just here to play a couple songs. Like, I had no idea. Obviously, they didn't have a process that was very clearly. They gave me papers. Here, you're going to play these songs. I just had no idea it was going to be like, you're going to shine lights on you, play tracks, and you're going to play along, and then we're going to sit here like an American Idol judge panel. Okay, so guys, come on. audition day comes up. Let people know what's going to happen. If it's going to be an American style, American Idol style audition with four executive pastors and tracks and lights, just tell people. You'll be expected to play these four songs in their entirety with a track in front of the executive staff. Okay? Then half the people aren't even coming to that audition. Or if you're going to be more cool about it, you're going to be like, hey, we're going to just sit in my office and I'm going to have you play some songs. I'm going to give you a couple things. I talk more about this in Foundations, but have the audition day set up. Maybe every quarter, maybe every month. Have a specific thought process to this, because if you don't, everybody that wants to be on the worship team is going to be bugging you all the time. And that's why I think these pastors or youth worship leaders that I've talked to are frustrated. And they are like, I don't want to do this. Because they don't have a set plan. And they feel awkward telling their friends and friends' children that they aren't good enough. That's not what this is about. So do your audition right. And then decide and tell is the final thing. Okay? Decide and tell. So what method are you going to use to tell them? Are you going to call them, talk to them? How are you going to say no? And what do you do when you say no? The only thing I believe that you can do is offer training and a hope for the future. Remember, I always say continual and intentional training is the key. This is the moment. You've got a guitar player sitting there. He doesn't know all of his chords and he can't strum on rhythm, but he wants to. So if he doesn't succeed, it's your fault, kind of. He's saying, I want to do this. And you're saying, you have to provide them the tools. That's my key. Provide them the tools. And we do that at Worship Band Builder. But you can do, there are so many tools out there. We have great tools. There are hundreds and thousands of tools and websites. But just provide them a path. Give them a real, what I would do is give them, I would great, like give them a real sheet. Like, here's your deficiencies. This is the guitar deficiencies. And when you can do these things, come back. With Worship Band Builder, you could say, here are the courses that you can do. Your whole church could enroll in it and you could just give it to them. So don't, you got to be able to say no by, a no isn't even a no. A no is a yes when, kind of. Now, if this person is terrible, I have some people I've talked to. Okay. This topic is, I have some people that I talk to that say, well, I just audition them. And then if I don't think they're going to make it, I just figure out how to finagle a way around to get them somewhere other ministry area. I don't totally agree with that. I think that now if they're totally bad, then yeah, you may say like, I don't think you're ever going to sing at this church. Like on, it's just not going to happen. But I've had very few people that couldn't make it to stage. Very few people that couldn't make it to the stage. It is on them, if they can't sing, to go get lessons. That's what you tell them. You need lessons for 3 months, and then I want to hear you again. I'm going to even give you, like you said, lessons. I'm going to give you a teacher's number. I'm going to give you Worship Band Builder subscription. I have had very few people that couldn't get to the stage. Is that, you know what I'm saying?
I do. Anybody can get better than what they are right now.
Right.
I guess what I would say about this is don't be afraid to be honest with people. I think sometimes honesty is kinder than redirecting or putting them off and just not giving them an answer, because at least if they know that the answer is no or not right now, and you can tell them why, then they can move on. They can find a way to get better, or if they choose not to, then that is their choice. But I would just encourage an honest approach over avoiding or redirecting.
Yeah. Remember, when somebody comes to you and wants to be on the worship team, this is a deep emotional thing they're doing. I mean, really is. If you think about your relationship with God, your worship leading journey, when was it ever not emotional and deeply personal to do music for worship? And when you tell somebody that comes to you, I'm going to play for the worship team, and you just go, yeah, why don't you be a greeter? You are really, or oh, why don't you just, you know, run the light board? Because if they really have a desire to lead worship, they're always going to have that desire. And maybe they're not going to sing. Maybe they aren't going to be the lead singer. Maybe, you know, back in the day, they would be like, just put them in the choir. I get that. There are sometimes, maybe they are good enough to sing in a choir, but they're not good enough to sing second harmony to your worship leader. That's okay. Maybe they will get good enough. And that's what I think you need to really understand in an audition process. This is, if you're a pastor, if you're a worship leader, you are charged there. If you will give them the training, if you will give them the path, if you will give them that, then they can succeed. Maybe it won't be at your church. Maybe 3 years from now, they'll become a singer at another church. Maybe they'll become a singer on their own. Maybe they'll start a youth band. I mean, some of the churches that we have trained have 5 or 6 or 7 or 8 ministry bands. They have nursing home bands. They have youth bands. They have small group worship bands. I mean, think about all of the opportunities, and that's what we said, intentional, continual training, building up this army of people. Maybe they're not going to sing on Sunday morning. I'm fine with that. There are a lot of people that I've thought, that's just not going to be super feasible. Front of house, big church, microphone, singing on the band if we're at a certain level, and that person is just not going to make it. That doesn't mean they couldn't lead worship for youth. That doesn't mean they couldn't learn to play and sing a guitar and do worship in the for homeschool group on Tuesday afternoons, because worship isn't about getting on stage. It's not about that. So if that person is just wanting to be on stage, they should try out for American Idol, and Simon Cowell will give them the what is on their vocals, right? That's not our goal.
I don't think he's on that show anymore.
Oh, he isn't? Well, that's too bad. So I told you guys, so really think about this. If you want to know more about this topic, we have a lot of experience in this arena, not only just auditioning people as musicians and music educators, but as worship leaders and pastoring people. And I don't really like to be called a pastor, but that's what you're really mentoring young musicians in training. That's what we have done our whole life in the church, is helped people find their giftings, help them get up on stage. And we've walked alongside of many people that would have never had a chance had they been to an American Idol style audition and been told, not this time. But realize that if you're in this position to build your team, it is in your best interest to bring every person in and build teams. I show you how to do that in Foundations for Worship Leadership, how to build multiple rotating teams with varying skill levels that can go on and lead worship in your church. So that is at worshipbandbuilder.com, and just click on Worship Leadership Foundations. So here's the announcement.
Big announcement.
We,
drum roll.
Brumba. We have launched this month our second really affiliate program, and it is affiliate program on steroids. It's much better than the one we had over the last year or so. It is extremely easy to do. And if you have any social media accounts, if you have any friends, if you are on there, which everybody's on social media mostly, you can share links from our website just daily on your channel or on your Facebook page, or it can be as simple. You can write blogs, you can do anything. Sharing links through an affiliate program with Worship the King that will make you money. Up to 50% of the sales that come through your link will go into your bank account. And I know this sounds like an infomercial, but I'm doing that on purpose. It's hilarious. But honestly, I signed up to be an affiliate for Amazon several years ago, and I just kind of ding around with it. I put some links here and there, and pretty soon they started sending me money. I was like, oh, okay, well, I made some money. And every month they'll send me a little bit of money because I just post a link here or there for Amazon. It's the same thing. It's what, you know, it helps us because you tell your friends, hey, look at this great worship product. Look at this songbook, or look at this great training for your church. And then if they buy it, you get 50%. Now, what I like about this new affiliate program, and what I think it's really makes it worth you looking into, it is a reoccurring income on that client. So we have a new membership site, and you can pay $19 a month or so. Every month, you will get 50% of that person's thing. So you're basically becoming a partner with Worship the King. So every month, anybody that signs up for a recurring subscription, you will get paid. So I don't know how else to say that is awesome.
That's awesome. Sounds like an easy way to make money.
It is. All you do, I mean, I've done all the work, people. I've done all the work. I've already done everything. All you got to do is just share a couple links. And if people go, yeah, I want to buy this, or I buy a book, or I buy it, then you have a lifetime value with that client, a lifetime link. Anything else they buy, you will get money every time they make a purchase. So it is really phenomenal. Go do it at worshiptheking.com/affiliate. And if you have any questions, surely leave us a comment. Auditioning, man, I didn't remember how much I think about auditioning. It is really the key to a healthy, vibrant, growing team. Because no matter what you do, you are going to have to be getting new people in and assessing and training them to do the ministry. That is your job. So go do it.